a word for you from Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. We've been looking at the context of this. Those who are living as enemies of the cross, they are ashamed of the cross, they don't allow its power to work in their lives, crucifying the flesh and the old things, the sinful self and their own desire. Instead, as Paul says in verse 19, their end is destruction because their God is their belly. They're ruled by their own appetite. Their desires are what count, not the will of God. But Paul ends this chapter by saying, but our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the text for today, he who will transform our body to be a glorious body. And we are reminded here that the effect of the cross has to operate in our lives. His first coming must be real. We can't enjoy his second coming if we haven't been saved through his first coming. Remember, he came, he took upon himself our lowly bodies, our sinful nature on the cross. He took upon himself our sins, and he bore our sins, though he was the sinless Lamb of God. And all of that was so that we would be citizens of heaven, and that we would have the confidence to eagerly await his second coming. And then verse 21, he will transform our lowly bodies into his glorious body. That is the promise. That's what excites Christians, knowing that salvation means an eternal future where things just get better and better. And at the end of this chapter, with these words, it says, he is able to do it because he will subdue all things to himself. Jesus Christ is fully able to, for he has all authority in heaven and on earth. You might be troubled by things that seem to come up again and again and cause you sometimes to despair. Well, bring it to Jesus. Remember, through his first coming, he obtained the authority to deal the death blow to sin, and he is able to subdue all things to himself. Yes, even the sin which seemed to drag you back every time, Jesus is able to subdue. He's able to overwhelm your sin through his life, through his authority.